This is the brief on how deadlines are quietly regulating AI. Well, government institutions went completely silent this week on the conversational AI beat, so the calendar really just took over to pass laws, kill bills, and let tech companies grade themselves. First, the clock is writing state laws. In Hawaii, Keo Hokuloi-Lei's mental health chatbot bill becomes law July 15th simply because Governor Green left it off his veto list. Contrast this with Arizona. Their bill, HB 2311, is totally dead. Governor Hobbs vetoed it, but the legislature had already adjourned. You know, does this feel like a sports team winning a game just because the clock ran out on the opponent? Second, federal and corporate silence is deafening. Commerce Secretary Lutnick used a private letter to clear the model MY-THOS 5 for over 100 American companies. That leaves competitors like Fable 5 dark. Anthropic's public page has been frozen for 2 weeks. Because federal regulators are quiet and lawmakers like Licardo are silent, OpenAI simply shipped its own safety audit. If the referee fails to show up, do we just let the players start calling their own fouls? Finally, the enforcement clock is stalling, but private action is stepping up. Pennsylvania filed one suit, yet 56 days later, 5 other vendors are still handing out fake medical license numbers. But here's the good news. Builders like Diamantes are bypassing the gridlock. Grow Therapy and Stanford Medicine just opened their AI coach to outside academic review. We don't need to wait for a frozen government calendar when builders can just invite Stanford to grade the design. When the institutions stop talking, the calendar becomes the cop.